Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on.
Gaelic football.
Let's get stuck into the weekend then, because Bernard Flynn is with me in the studio. We have Brendan Devaney on the line. Brendan, how are you?
Good, my man. How are you?
I'm very good. So let me just get your initial thoughts. We'll start with Dublin and Mayo on Saturday, if you don't mind. Your thoughts about what happened directly after the second half, because I think while everybody can accept how clinical and ruthless and brilliant Dublin were, is there any blame apportioning to Mayo for how they failed to react to what Dublin brought?
No, probably not, because we were probably surprised by how poor Dublin were. And I had to move, actually, at half-time. I had to go to a friend's christening, and on the way out, I could hear Bernard actually talking, and it was like a standing ovation for me. And I thought, 2 points up, first half, it just made me feel very uncomfortable, because as we'd seen in the first half, Dublin tried nothing. The second half, you know, they just revolutionised it. They pushed up front. O'Callaghan stayed right inside. Kilkenny pushed further up. They gave him the ball. They took 6 kickouts in a row off Mayo, and once they went for the juggler, and you know, Lee Keegan, like, for all Lee Keegan is, he's not an inside man. He's not like a man marker in the full back line. And when you have somebody as wiry and pacey as O'Callaghan, there is a danger, there's a devastation. And Mayo all season, let's be honest, they floundered to the championship. They raised it for a game in Galway. They raised it against Donegal, who were very poor. They played a half yesterday, but they're just like a former great team. There's another big shot in them. There definitely isn't 70 minutes, but listen, what do you see? Putting on away from Dublin. They're champions in waiting.
Yeah, I mean, we'll come back to that in just a second, but you know, the Lee Keegan point is interesting, because I thought, you know, he's been below par this season, I think, from the standard performances that we would have expected from Lee Keegan over the last few years. But in terms of the matchups, do you think that James Horn got most of them right overall?
Well, Jack, I thought Durkin was absolutely superb. If you were there watching the job that he did in Jack McCaffrey, I've never seen Jack McCaffrey actually nullify to that extent, scoreless, but even the influence in the game. But this is the great thing about Dublin. I mean, they had Vaughan and Howard, which is a total mismatch early on, right? If you look at it. I mean, Fenton, okay, quiet in the first half, see what he can do in the second half. Mannion and Con O'Callaghan are the best two inside forwards collectively together in the game. Now, Geaney, Clifford as well, like that. We've seen him all the weekend. When you look at Con O'Callaghan, I don't think people realise he is literally unplayable. The work he's done conditioning on himself, but the skill he has and the brain he has, the feet, the shimmy, the scores. But Lee Keegan was exposed 3 and 4 years ago as an inside man. He's not. He's a brilliant... Look what happened when they released him. He got the goal. A brilliant finish.
They say the same thing about Jack McCaffrey as well, that Jack McCaffrey going forward from the half-back line is incredible. Lee Keegan is the same. But actually, get them turning the other way and you do expose that, frailties.
Well, that's what Paddy Durkin did to McCaffrey. He had him going the other way.
Exactly. And Lee Keegan was the same with Conor Callan, right?
That battle was actually superb to watch. But there's one player... If you look at the 5 shots at goal that Mannion had... Mannion's influence on the Dublin team. So if you take the main players, Fenton in the first half, few of the people, Kilkenny had a great second half, it's the best I've seen him this year. But if you look at Howard is another player, Scully is another player, if you look at it. And to see the subs, I mean, I thought Jim Gavin, David
no room
Byrne,
for Bernard Brogan in the 26.
I mean, did you see what he did with Conley? Brought him on 71st, 72nd minute. I mean, Bernard could have done the same thing, but it's the ruthlessness. Davey Byrne got no credit. I thought he was a superb game. Didn't pick Philly. Picked Davey Byrne, stuck with him. But overall, I don't know what Kerry are going to come up with. I don't know. Defensively, they're going to have to... This forward line, Mannion and Con O'Callaghan, you have to stop those two.
Bren, in terms of what Kerry can look at as a kind of a blueprint to try and overcome Dublin and stop the driver five, if you like, you know, what can they take from what Mayo did in that first half?
You see, you've got to look at it. It's tactically, it's only part of it for me. A lot of people look at tactics and matchup and that. It's about much more. It's about energy. It's about momentum. It's about belief. Once them holes are punched in Mayo, you could see their belief was gone. Now, years ago, if a team went in the lead and Mayo at their best, if Dublin went in their lead, there would be a comeback and the danger would be there too. This Dublin team just doesn't do that. Mayo doesn't have that belief. And in the first half, in many ways, you know, killing a corner, pulling wide, you know, with Carr as well, leaving spaces, Boyd coming through, Durkin coming through, Aidan O'Shea. But then once the energy sapped out of them, it wasn't a tactical thing in the second half. It was part tactical, but it was part energy. And if you look at the 4 teams at the weekend, they all played for a half each. And Mayo's half, they scored 8 points. And Tyrone's half, they scored 10. And Kerry's half, and this is the big statistic, they had won 13 and Dublin had 3-8. And that just shows you the power. And it comes back to that thing of having quality forwards. Mayo and Tyrone just do not have them, and they cannot rack up enough scores when they're on top. But when Kerry get on top of you and Dublin get on top of you, they can hit the goals, they can hit the points, and that's why Kerry are one of the few teams you think could possibly give Dublin a game. Certainly going forward they can, but just worry, you worry about them at the back. They're too wide open, and if Dublin get into that run and get into that way of going they did against Mayo in the second half, God help them.
But you see, in the first half, Brennan made a point there, just to develop it a little bit. James Horn was right down in front of me, I was up above, right? And he was literally screaming, in fairness to him, his hands for more movement inside. They just hadn't got, as well as they played in the first half, that's when they should have been more than 2 or 3 or 4 points ahead. There were only two. But there wasn't the same. If you look at the movement from the inside forwards of Mayo, they're not in the same league. Howard, Kilkenny, Mannion.
Are you talking about the lines of running here? The symmetry between them? Is it the pace that Dublin have?
The pace, the power. It is the pace. But look at the Dublin players. They make 8 and 9 runs for every one ball they might get.
Yeah.
The Mayo forwards just, they're not on the same level, with all due respect. And James Horn was trying to get his inside forwards to do something that they're really not capable of doing at that level.
Are Kerry forwards on the same
Absolutely.
Level?
Absolutely. I mean, 118 yesterday, if you look at 113, I would think. The second, there was 20 minutes. The goal that Kerry conjured up, Ganey's play for that was as good as anything Dublin did the day before. Clifford's 5 points four from play, as good as anything. Stephen O'Brien is as good as any Dublin player at the moment.
Right. So they do have the power to hurt Dublin.
And David Moore is probably the sink, along with Fenton, two head and shoulders best midfielders in the country.
The one criticism of Dublin, Bren, right, just to go in, is under the high ball. We saw it in the league as well when the mark was introduced and obviously gone for the championship. But the introduction of Tommy Walsh was a massive turning point for Kerry as well. And I'm wondering, if Peter Keane starts with Tommy Walsh against Dublin in the final, what kind of damage he could do to that Dublin full back line, who have typically struggled under high balls?
They have, and you know, I think any team will struggle up under a high ball if it's put in, because it just leaves it a bit of a lottery. I mean, Rory Kerr wasn't even in the 26th. Yesterday, and you'd think that he's a backup plan, but obviously he's not fancied at the moment. But certainly Tommy Walsh in there, he did give that direct ball in. The whole momentum of the game had changed, and he was a platform for attack. And as we're seeing it every year, the big man inside can cause the problems, but that's if the direct ball is right. If you look at Tyrone, first half they were giving that diagonal ball into McShane, he looked unmarkable. Second half then, because Kerry changed their tactics and started to control the possession, McShane suddenly came out of the game, things didn't happen right for him. So it's not just about having the right man at the end of the score, you've got to give him the right ball.
Okay, so 33,000 at Croke Park yesterday, 33,000 for an All-Ireland football semi-final. I mean, I was astounded by that.
I couldn't believe it. They were expecting 60,000 people. And it just...
They got half that.
You did. You'd expect Mayo, Dublin, two best supporter teams by a long way. But, I mean, that's the serious questions. That made some statement from Kerry, Tyrone, an All-Ireland semi-final. A National League final, you get more than 33,000.
So absolutely.
That's a big problem.
You get more than a Leinster final.
You would. Now, what I would say is that maybe... I don't think Tyrone people travelled to the extent maybe they could. Maybe there's not that quite belief in the team, or maybe not happy the way the style of play, whatever.
I have to say, Bern, that first half, I have to say, watching at home yesterday, it was just awful to watch. It was awful. So every time Tyrone lost the ball, the two-man full forward line worked well for time, and they managed to do what they did in the first half. When Kerry got their hands on the ball, retreated back into their half, and this absolute rubbish of passing the ball around, every man behind the ball, I just found it so difficult.
It was like watching a different sport to you compared to what we watched on Saturday.
The previous
in
day.
Terms of on and off the pitch.
Like Sean Kavanagh said it last night, it's time for Mickey Hart to move on. Surely to God now he can see that.
He said it in the nicest possible way that he possibly could, but you could see he believes. A player like that, he knows the inside track. His brother is playing. He played. He knows a lot of the players. So there obviously is that feeling. And the lads last night were very respectful to Mickey Hart, and we all are. But it looks like they probably are crying out for a change. In saying that, Matty Donnelly, I mean, I didn't think they used Matty Donnelly well at all yesterday. Peter Hart, I thought they should have put him inside, mix it up a little bit. Thomas Sullivan did a brilliant, brilliant job on him.
Yeah.
He's same as Durkin and McCaffrey. Don't take away from it. But when you see McShane with the only outlet. Now, Kerry were lucky. They left Foley on him far too long. And they left him exposed 1-1. Crazy.
Bren, in relation to the Tyrone point, I mean, Sean Kavanagh, you know, he's been saying this now for a while. But it was certainly obvious to an awful lot of people that Tyrone maybe now come to the stage where they just need new ideas.
Yeah, well, listen, if you look at the Zurich record, I mean, that's, they've had four All-Ireland semi-finals in 5 years, but do you feel they're any closer to winning All-Ireland? No, you obviously got the Dublin machine in the background, but they don't look like they're taking that next step. And let's be honest, without McShane in there, it would have been much of a muchness. Now, he's revolutionised them this year, but still that wasn't enough to push him across the line. And I just think you've never seen the football world with so many questions going on. I mean, from his glory days when Bernard Flynn was throwing chips, Michael Flatley would be proud of there in the sort of forward, Arian Croker, to the dismal blanket defence. We've proud of that now, I think. It is getting more entertaining, but if you look at it, between question marks about teams and their ability, the competitions itself, what's going to work, about the refs, the likes of Blackyard, about Crewe Park, there just seems to be so many questions about football. And then we get an odd good game, and as you say, certainly Crewe Park is just not suiting a lot of our championship matches, and that's a massive thing that needs to be done. But certainly, you know, what I'm looking forward to is Kerry beating the Dubs and maybe getting a wee smile out of Peter Keane. That would be something amazing.
Well, that did strike me yesterday. Peter Keane yesterday, like, you know, literally the first word out of his mouth was Yerra, right? And he did not even crack his lips upward for the entire interview.
I think he's loving it. I've seen Marty and that. It's not easy to interview this guy.
I was saying to Marty, I said, oh my God, if I was Marty there, I just would just walk
he's
away.
He's taking Jim Gavin to a whole new level.
This is crazy. Nobody wants to watch that, though.
Was Marty still standing in that box?
He was, yeah. He could get off the box for Peter, all right. It was just when he was interviewing the Twin Towers beforehand. Now, in fairness to Marty, like that is not enjoyable. It's not enjoyable to me watching that.
Marty. No, absolutely. Listen, I just...
Would you ever smile? You're after winning a semi-final your first season.
But he wouldn't answer even a question. At least Jim Gavin will answer the question he's asked. He won't even answer it and cuts it short. But
for all the praise you're giving Kerry, rightly so, attacking-wise, it has to be pointed out, and Bernard mentioned it there, that lad of full-back, and you don't want to be too hard on anyone, but Dublin will annihilate them if they're as open as that in the final.
The only thing I will say is, and this is where Donny Buckley, and this is where I think Mayo... going forward for the next 2 or 3 years, I think James Horne needs more expertise in and around him. With all due respect, I really believe
that. So a fresh backroom team?
Well, sorry, maybe to strengthen it, let's say, put it that way. Donny Buckley, Kerry were in an awful state defensively before the Mayo match below in Killarney. I was down at it. That's the best defensive display I've seen from Kerry that 40-50 minutes. If they can replicate that, that's Donny Buckley's job now is to get them ready defensively for the final.
It's but not the worst at sixes and sevens yesterday.
Totally agree. But they have 3 weeks to work on it, and that's what it's about. That's his defensive expertise, and that's he's a defensive coach. They won't be as bad, and the one thing with Kerry, they do always learn. And let me tell you, nobody's going to give them a prayer going into this final.
Yeah.
What a way for Peter Keane and the Kerry boys to go in. They're complete and utter underdogs, and they will be a lot better and a lot harder to beat than Mayo, but they have to raise it by 40-50%.
What do you reckon? Do you give them a reasonable fighting chance, Brendan?
Yeah, I do. Listen, if you look at how they ran the ball in the second half, there's a lot of positives they take from it. I mean, as you say, the one 10 from the first 13 shots of the second half, if they can get those game levels for the full match, yeah, you think they can definitely win it. The problem is as we've seen a lot of teams, there seems to be a half of good play and a half of negative play. It just depends how much. But they've definitely got the quality forwards. They're definitely tactically aware. I think that for me, they're the only team now looking at it from the teams that are left that can give Dublin some kind of game. So I think we'll get the final that we need and we want. I think they're the only team can put it up to.
Do you think O'Neill will be successful getting his black card appealed as well? Because the precedent is there now with Peter Hart. They're going to go back, not to his black card yesterday, which nobody can really question. That was a straight black card.
What
but
was he thinking of?
I don't know. What fucking true is it?
The dark arts. Like, that's... Like,
yeah, but the black card in terms of... the one against Meath is one of the...
I watched it today. I played it back today. I'm going to say it now. I've no doubt he'll get the Mead black card rescinded.
Yeah.
And he'll play in the final. I think that's a given.
And he's been magnificent, that lad, O'Brien. Oh, he's been unbelievable.
He's one of the players of the championship. I do think they found out something yesterday. Gavin White, I think, will start. He has to start in the team, I think. I really do. And Jack Barry was back yesterday at midfield. Moore needs a bit more help around him.
The lad Sherwood Bernard was brilliant when he came on.
He very good at midfield when he came. And Tommy Walsh himself down the middle, gave a whole new dimension. Foot passing was super. David Moore and lads, foot passing. And Brendan touched on one thing. they won't start Tommy Walsh. They won't start him. They will bring him on. And David Moran is one of the best foot patters I've seen
into
in
Tommy.
Football.
So that combination,
and they play together. The best, the close mates, yeah. club mates. Yeah. So that's a dynamic.
Would you start him?
No, I wouldn't start. I don't. With all due respect, I think it'd be terrible. It'll take away from what they're good at, the running game. Or Brian Gainey. I mean, Paul Gainey has to take great credit. He's playing a whole new role. The leadership qualities, 3 points in play, but the work rate of this guy this year is different. Superb.
Brendan Devaney, David Clifford, are we going to be talking about this guy in 3 or 4 years as the greatest we've ever seen?
Oh yeah, he's just fantastic, isn't he? I mean, every time he gets a ball, and that language style, has everything that he does, just is like, this man was just made for to be a footballing god, and he's hitting it so quick. It doesn't look like anything. You look at the modern players, the composed players, you can't phase them anymore. You can't put them off. They're going to do what they're going to do, and it's damage limitation. But if you look around the country, there's no cornerbacks or fullbacks anymore that seem to be coming through. I mean, if you look at Dublin, a lot of people talking about their weak link fullback line. Where's Kerry's weak link fullback line? You know, you look at Donegal, their days of having a strong fullback line are gone. You know, you look at Tyrone yesterday after the defence started to get open up, and it just looks like whatever's happening in football, everybody wants to be the attacking players. By and large, only two players are sitting around the house, and they need to be man markers, and that art seems to be gone, and that's why you're looking at one-on-ones inside. No matter how well Lee Keegan does in the first half of Conor Killen, keep giving them the ball, and there's going to be X amount of scores coming off. And Conor the days when the cornerback ties up the corner forward and full forward and he eventually gets taken off, these guys are too good at what they do, and I think that's the big change in the game, is the quality, the absolute quality these forwards are going to.
Bren, listen, pleasure as always. Sorry yourself. We'll talk to you next week, pal. Cheers. Thanks, Mian. Brendan Devaney here. Just want to get some of the texts, because there's a lot in and people have taken the time to text in. We do ask for them at the top. So here we go. You guys just love talking about anyone but Dublin. Clifford, player of the year, my eyes, is Tony and Santry. Well, just in terms of Tony, the potential that we see. I mean, he's an incredible player. He won't be player of the year this year. But in terms of what we're seeing, this guy, the big question mark coming out of the minor straight into senior, how good is he? Tomás O'Shea saying this guy is going to break all sorts of records.
But at a time, look, you look at the likes of Mannion at the moment, Conor Callaghan, Stephen O'Brien, Mangini, Clifford, guys like that, Howard. I mean, this is an incredible time of sheer quality, skill and class. Look at Fenton.
Yeah.
That skill set. To me, this guy could go down as the greatest, one of the greatest footballers.
And they're all forwards, bar Fenton in midfield, but Absolutely. They're all attacking players. That's why Mickey Hart's era and of defensive football has to go.
And we have them in the final to look forward to. Aren't we lucky?
I tell you what, if Tyrone got through yesterday, I wouldn't have watched the final.
Well, the thing is, I'd love to speak to those Tyrone players, and Kavanagh gave a little bit away last night, because imagine the damage they could do if they were let off the leash and play.
This is the point.
You know?
Dragging these lads back 15 behind the ball. It's
horrible.
Just redundant. Yeah. That style is gone. It's finished.
Absolutely it's gone.
There's four or five very good forwards not playing with Tyrone because they just won't win. Mm. As simple as that.
Dubs should target Moran and they win by 10 points as someone else. Kerry, the most cynical team in the country. I hope there'll be plenty of helplines available after Kerry beat the Dubs in the final. Great work if you can get it to someone else. Bernard, maybe because Meade battered Mayo black and blue in 1996, you feel guilty, but please stop building Mayo up every year.
You two are building me up every year.
Well, I'm building up every year.
I'm the only one that knows
anything about this.
Look
show.
At the first half performance yesterday. They were going in by two. You thought they were going to hammer them.
Stop. I didn't hammer them.
Just on that note, I think
somebody turn his microphone off.
I think you might see a big change in May. I think James Horne, he's going to be there for the long haul, will need to bring a lot of new players in and a rethink of where they're going, strength and conditioning. But even the type, it's still back to the old tried and trusted a little bit too much, and I think they're going to have to look at that.
Okay, somebody else saying Usher McConville called it right in Morning Ireland, small crowd down to football, a hard watch, total dominance of Dublin and Kerry, crowd only travelled to finals. Is there a point in that?
There is a point in it. I think the football has been a bit better than people think, and I think some of the quality we're going to have on show with Kerry and Dublin, the two most skillful teams and best footballing teams are in the All-Ireland final. Yeah. What more can we ask for? And the football hasn't been that bad, Hugh.
I know we're tongue-in-cheek a lot about Mayo, Hugh, but in fairness to them, they were unreal in the first half.
Oh, cheers, Al. Now, you're very magnanimous. That's nice of you to say.
I know, genuinely, right?
Oh, genuinely. I'm sure they love it.
They were. It was probably the best I saw of them.
It was. The first half was intriguing. It was fascinating. I'm telling you, I was watching Dublin.
If you're Peter Keane now, is there not some template there now to get at Dublin?
But they're not as defensive as them. That's my point. They're brilliant going forward. You have Clifford, you have all these boys, and they're amazing and I loved the points to take, loved them going forward. How open were that first half? McShane and Manny Donnelly were getting balls in and they had the whole place to themselves.
But they did fix it now, in fairness. They did correct
it. Yeah, but imagine them balls going into Mannion and Kilkenny.
Well, hopefully
and
they've learned from that. Charles in Dublin 12 says, it's great listening to Colchie's praising the Dubs, but being able to see it sticking in their craw.
Not mine, Charles.
Val from Ballyshannon.
Maybe mine, Charles.
Val from Ballyshannon would say Dublin will win the final by 6 or 7 points at least, never mind 5 in a row. They could do 8 or 9. That's the scary thing. They
could. You cannot argue with that. As of now, if I would say you're looking at a 5 to 10 point differential in the final. But 3 weeks is a long time, and the cute Kerry Hoors, you know what? They do get some things right.
They do.
Do you give them a chance, Bernard? Honestly.
I'd give them a chance, I would. But more than what people are actually saying. No one's going to give them a chance. No. I do give them a chance. It's a one-off. The 5 in a row will bring the lead up. Gavin has been incredible. The way he's done it, the way everything else. The 5 in a row will bring its own pressure.
Do you know what's really going to kill me, though? And I'm saying this right now before we take a break. No matter who wins this football final 2019, be it Dublin 5 in a row or Kerry to stop the Dubs 5 in a row, do you know what's going to sicken me? Neither manager will smile after it happens.
You hate that.
Fact.
Game on 2FM. Weekdays from 6.